It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and you're listening to the song Hard Veins from the artist Ryan Brewer, who goes by the stage name Tuscola. The name is after Tuscola, Illinois, where Brewer is from, though he spells it with a K rather than a C. Tuscola is one of many artists performing this year at the Pygmalion Festival in Urbana, which opens Thursday and runs through Saturday. Pygmalion is celebrating its 21st season this year. Some of the other artists with ties to the 21st state are comedians Josh Johnson and Hannibal Buress, and the musician Helado Negro. Tuscola will be playing at 6 p.m. this Saturday at the Rolls Bowl Tavern in Urbana. We spoke earlier this week. Ryan Brewer, welcome to the 21st Show.
Hey, very happy to be here.
So, as I mentioned in the introduction, you're from Tuscola. Tell me about your upbringing. What was that like?
Well, I have to just start off by telling you that that's a little bit of a lie. My entire extended family lives in Tuscola, but my immediate family, my parents, live in Arcola, and I really grew up in Champaign.
Okay.
Grew up in Champaign, and then we moved to Arcola when I was like 14. And Tuscola has always been this like place that I go to for family. It's a place I've got a complicated history with, and it's where my whole clan comes from, you know.
What was your musical upbringing like?
I played in the concert band. I was a trumpet player in the concert band and the jazz band at Champaign Edison Middle School and Central High School for a year before moving to Arcola. So I was a trumpet player. I played in concert and jazz bands and marching band. And my earliest memories of music are like, my grandpa was a mechanic in Tuscola, and I would always help him in the mechanic shop, quote, big quotes around help him. But he just always had like country music playing in the garage when I was helping him out when I was a kid. What's the Wixie 100? Wixie, is that a national radio thing, or is that a Central Illinois radio station?
You know, you're stumping me. I'll be honest with you. I tend to listen mostly to public radio, so.
That's all right. But I grew up with that like in the background, but I never really took an interest in that kind of music in a serious way. You know, I was raised by a single mom, so it was a lot of just driving around listening to Celine Dion and
ooh, condolences.
Yeah, so no, those were good times, but you know, in middle school got real into Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix and stuff, and then in high school I was into like real emo music. I was a part of the like kind of Champagne like quote unquote hardcore scene, you know. Metal bands. I never really got into punk music that much, but I was big in the like emo, hardcore, indie scene, the kind of like quasi-Christian metal music that was really popular around that time. I used to go to the Cornerstone Music Festival like every year.
When do you pick up a guitar?
When I was 14. Well, in Champaign, it feels like everybody's dad has some connection to REO Speedwagon.
Okay.
And like my best friend, my freshman year of high school, his name was Nigel, and his dad was like buddies with REO Speedwagon, and you'd go over to his house and he just had like Les Pauls on the walls, just like all sorts of super nice guitars everywhere. And I just started hanging out at Nigel's house, and he taught me how to play some chords. And when I was 14, I think I got a little acoustic guitar for Christmas that year. And never looked back, I guess.
You mentioned emo culture. I guess it's making a comeback now, like a lot of things from the early 2000s, you know? Clear technology devices, the Taco Bell menu. What do you think of that?
Wait, what does the Taco Bell menu have to do with that?
One of our astute producers noted that Taco Bell is bringing back some elements of its menu from the early 2000s, I guess.
Oh, that's just beautiful. I wish they would bring back their decor in their restaurants, because like the early 90s Taco Bell was just like chef's kiss, you know? But Yeah, it truly is. There's like a whole festival out in Las Vegas, When We Were Young festival or something like that. Like all the bands that were big selling t-shirts in Hot Topic when I was 14, they're all like dads now, and they've got their own festival out. But yeah, tons of this, all the music is back. The internet has brought back everything all at once, and everything's cool now.
That's interesting. It does have a flattening effect sometimes, doesn't it, right? Unlike time, the time landscape.
Yeah, nothing really goes away. We used to have to like live in our memories of music that we heard from childhood, and it was like not accessible. But now that it's all accessible through the internet, we can just stay in this like nostalgic reverie all the time, and it's kind of toxic in some ways. But
oh, well, now you've intrigued me. Say more about that. Why is that toxic?
Oh, I was listening to this thing the other day about like how nostalgia can be a very good thing in small doses, but it can be toxic in larger doses. And when we all live in this like reverie for the way things used to be, then people can prey on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to like take it into some sort of political dimension or something like that, but people can use that feeling for nostalgia for a bygone era to direct people to be convinced that everything is terrible now, and that we should return to some golden glory age. You know what I mean?
To make emo music great again, you might say.
Yeah, yeah. Or we all long for this feeling of being 12 years old again, when things were innocent and fun, and everybody feels this desire to go back to that time. But we can't live in that forever. And the internet is like kind of holding us in this like headlock of like, see, you can watch all the cartoons you watched when you were 12. You can listen to all the music. You can do all the things that you did when you were a kid. And it's not a good place to live.
And I wondered if you were going to go down a slightly different path, which I think is related listening to you. And that's if you take top pop song, say, of 1945 and compare it to the top pop song of 1955, and then 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, they were all so different, right? Different planets. Mm-hmm. But 2015 to 2025 to 2005, I don't know. I hear music coming out today, and I think, was that from the 80s? No, actually, it's a new song this year. Do you ever get the sense that musical development is stagnating in some ways?
In some ways, yes. I think the music that gets a lot of financial backing, that the algorithms boost, or some combination of the two of those things, that's what you end up hearing. But I do think there's a lot of like really cool, unique stuff going on, but it just doesn't get boosted by your algorithm, because your algorithm knows what you want and like knows what makes you feel comfortable, and is trying to keep you comfortable so that you stay in whatever listening stream you're in. It's not going to challenge you that much. So it requires some effort to like get outside of that, algorithmic stream. But I do think there's really interesting music going on.
It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Ryan Brewer, also known as Tuscola, who, as the name suggests, has deep family connections to Tuscola, Illinois. He's now based in Austin, Texas, but he's back in Champaign-Urbana performing this weekend at the Pygmalion Festival. In order to make our schedules work, we taped our conversation in advance, but you can always let us know what you thought. Our email address is talk@21stshow.org. Some more of Ryan's music. This is the song Thunderbolts. Not happened yet. Moving through a cloud of dusk to someplace new. Lift the past, unshake the present, all the way down my limbs. If the future holds an ocean well worth swimming in. Human curation, 100%. I'm with you on that. Like you're going to find at the Pygmalion Music Festival this weekend, where Ryan Brewer is performing under the stage name Tuscola. So talk about your performance. You're going to be at the Rose Bowl. What can people expect?
This will actually be the first full band Tuscola show. I have put together a great group of folks. I'm bringing two people with me from Austin, my drummer from Austin, and an old friend, two old friends are playing bass guitar and pedal steel. They're a couple of people from Champaign. This is a total experiment for me because this is something I've never tried doing, and it took me a lot of time to give myself the permission to put together a band like this that sounds like this and like try to... The songs that I'm writing now are a big departure from what I used to do, and it took a couple of years of like, you know, kind of psyching myself up for it and just giving myself the permission to be like, dude, it could be terrible, but who cares? You know, it's definitely got elements of like classic country, but I'm really using that as like a template to explore some things that were like a lot more difficult to talk about in the ways that I used to write music. So it's got elements of just like singer-songwriter, country, indie rock. It's going to be a familiar palette to you, but I would urge people to try to hear what I'm saying in these songs, I guess.
What is it about? Is it something about the genre, the instrumentation? When you say you feel like you can explore things that you didn't in the past, what helps you unlock that?
Well, something that I used to do a lot when I was writing songs is I would like obsess over the aesthetic of the music. I've always been into recording music. Like, I recorded my friends' bands, I recorded all my own music, and I would obsess over like the sound of the music, the texture, the way the recording felt, like, and I would try to like control all of these variables. And I would do that so much, and I would try to exert so much control over the music that I couldn't, it became like wearing a straitjacket or something. And when I moved to Austin 6 years ago, I remember feeling like I had, this is going to sound very corny, but I felt like I had a lot of poetry in my life and I couldn't like grasp it. You know what I mean? I felt like I needed to go to a poetry class or something to learn how to wrap my arms around the things that I was experiencing and translate it into something musical. And I just decided to start giving myself the permission to write like whatever it was, like regardless of the aesthetic or anything, just like say the thing as like simply and plainly as you can, and then try to wrap music around it later. I know I'm not being very clear here, but it was a mindset shift. It was like a frame of mind shift that I had to undergo in the last couple of years to just allow myself to like freeform say things, to freely get the words out of my mind down onto a piece of paper and then rewrite them, and then rewrite them over and over again, rewrite them three more times and just like see what sticks. And I took me years to give myself the permission to just freely work like that, because I was always so obsessed over the way the music felt.
What's next for you?
This is the biggest thing on my radar right now. Getting the opportunity to open for Alan Sparhawk is like a pretty big, it's pretty amazing for me. We were talking about new and innovative music earlier. I think the music that Alan has made is like, in some ways he's been on like the cutting edge of new and interesting music. He's been a pioneer since the early 90s. Like the last two albums that he made with his band Low are so texturally interesting. They're weird. They're very weird albums.
Well, Ryan Brewer is also known as Tuscola. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us today on the 21st Show.
Great to be here. Thank you for the interview, man.
Ryan Brewer is the singer, songwriter, and musician who performs as Tuscola. You can catch him this weekend, 6 p.m. Saturday at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana, part of the Pygmalion Festival. That's it for us today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We leave you with another track from Tuscola. This is brand new. It's coming out this Friday. It's called Your Dog. Let the words go, lick the wounds.
'cause I wanna be wild, still living in style.